All right. Hi, everybody. I got 6 o'clock on my phone here. Do we have everybody? The mayor, I know that Steve Weidick's going to be a little late. Garmin is here. Hi, Garmin. Who is Burien Airport? Which staff member is Burien Airport Committee?
It's me, Deputy Clerk Heather.
Oh, hi, Heather.
Hi.
All right. Well, can we get the agenda up on the main shared screen here, please?
Sure. Just a second. Sorry, I'm not used to hosting this. So just let me know what you need help with, okay?
Okay.
One second.
Okay, great. Well, the meeting has officially been called to order. Can we do a roll call, please?
Deputy Mayor Kevin Schilling.
Here.
Mayor Sophia Aragon.
Present.
Councilmember Jimmy Mata. Is not here. Holly Mauser Guerra.
Present.
Savannah Sly. Not here at the moment. Stephen Weidick, Chair Schilling, you said would be arriving late today.
Correct.
Jeff Harbaugh.
Here.
Karen Valoria. I think I saw
her. She's here. Okay. I see her. She is here.
Thank you. And City Attorney Garmin Newsom is here as well.
Thank you.
Here. I'm sorry. I didn't unmute myself.
So Chair Schilling, it looks like Councilmember Jimmy Mata and Member Savannah Sly are not present at the moment.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? Anyone?
I move to approve the minutes.
All right. And a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Minutes have been approved from last meeting. Okay. Sorry, Heather. Can you put it? Thank you. Okay, first item on the business agenda. So the Burien Airport Committee does not have a vice chair. We need to talk about if there are folks who are interested in being vice chair. This could or could not take 10 minutes, depending on if anyone is springing up to the occasion. But we can open it up for discussion. So basically, the main duties of a vice chair would be someone who takes over running the meeting if I'm not able to make the meeting, but also being involved in conversations with staff and folks about airport related issues, building the agenda for these meetings and doing work along those lines. So if anyone, and it can't be a council, well, I mean, I guess it can be a council member, but we're wondering if anyone on the airport committee who is not a member of council would want to be vice chair. I also recognize that we don't have the full airport committee here at the moment. So that would be Karen, Jeff, or Holly. If any of you three would want to be vice chair of the airport committee.
You know, I would volunteer, but on the caveat that knowing that I've never done this before and I will need help and guidance along the way.
Absolutely. That's fine with me.
But I commit to coming to all the meetings and just trying to plug in more so that I could be more informed.
Okay. Okay. I guess we would need an official nomination or motion for appointing or nominating a vice chair, just so that it's tracked in the minutes. Would someone like to do that?
I'd like to nominate Karen Valoria as vice chair. Oh, sorry.
Okay, moved and seconded for Karen Valoria to be vice chair of the Burien Airport Committee. Would anyone like to speak in favor or against?
Can I say a word on that, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Well, I think that Karen's being present, and I love the fact that she said, hey, I haven't done it before, but I'm willing to take the bull by the horn. Thank you so much, Karen. I think that's very important as, you know, we do this work that we are able to share a little bit of the load. So I appreciate that. And I think as we move forward with the airport committee, it's really how do we make our lives better around the airport when it comes to, you know, public health and noise. And I think that's some of the work that we've not only been educating ourselves and informing ourselves. And I think it just shows that we're, you know, getting the next generation informed just in case some of us get too busy with life and that we're dropping off. So I appreciate Karen, you stepping up. And I completely 100% support you.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone else in favor or anyone against? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye or raise your hand. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Karen, you can vote for yourself if you'd like to vote for yourself. There we go. All right, it's a unanimous vote for Karen to be vice chair. Yeah, you are allowed. You are totally allowed to vote for yourself.
Thank you.
That's totally okay. I once talked to a very young person running for city, very young person. I was elected at 25. I once talked to a younger person than 25 who was running for city council, and they said they didn't vote for themselves. I said, why not? And they said, I didn't think I could. I said, you're crazy. You should absolutely vote for yourself. Some elections go down to 5 votes. All right. Okay. So let's, congratulations, Karen. Vice chair of the Burien Airport Committee. Thanks so much for stepping up and being interested in the leadership position. All right. Heather, would you like to put, thank you so much. All right. Starts activities from okay. Garmin. Garmin, what is going on with START?
First of all, just to acknowledge on the record that Councillor Jimmy Mata is present and obviously is participating. And concerning START, there are a number of things at the most recent meeting, I believe it was on 4/11. Concerning the noise working group, there was a recognition that FedEx had the most noise exceedances. Interestingly, Amazon had only 7% of exceedances, while others were averaging roughly around 50% of exceedances. The determination or the finding or a finding, excuse me, is that 767 planes are one reason why Amazon is doing better concerning noise, as well as, I guess, takeoff angles, and they may be taking off lighter. I'm assuming that means with less cargo. I think most of the planes, at least as discussed during the meeting, are or the airlines are flying 747s. The next thing was noise insulation, and they've indicated that there was a request to accelerate the program. They expect to finish in 2026. They've added additional staff, and I think they mentioned it 1.75 members. They finished 10 single-family homes in 2021, And they've indicated that new owners seem to be more willing to accept work on their homes. The third thing is that Alaska Airlines or Alaska and Horizon are changing to a single plane fleet. They're switching to a Boeing 737, which it was stated is significantly quieter. Next is China Cargo. And these planes were stopping in Seattle for fuel en route to Chicago. Evidently, they come during cherry season. And they're supposedly done for the year, so we may not see many of their planes, if any, for the remainder of the year. Concerning ground noise, there were a number of things discussed. Possible remedial actions include stopping planes from idling on the runway. In other words, keeping them at the gate until they're ready to actually taxi and take off. Maybe not taxi, just ready to take off. Reduce the use of reverse thrust, especially at night. Encourage rolling starts. Consider using ground power rather than plane power to run the plane systems. There was discussion about adding additional noise barriers, roughly 12 feet high walls. Also requiring the use of single engines to taxi and using the center runway more. And then the final point that was discussed in some detail was noise comments. Evidently 93% of the complaints are for air noise using the air noise app. Most of the complaints are coming from Vashon Island. And evidently the most prolific complainants appear to undermine the complaints going to the FAA. And the FAA has a new noise portal based on quiet skies. That's your START report.
Okay, any questions for Garmin on START? I guess I do have one question. So, and this is a perpetual question, I think, that we've been asking at the airport committee in terms of our relationship to START and I guess the city's relationship to START. What, if anything, is there we can do with this information? Are we just supposed to have this information, or are we supposed to make recommendations to START? What do you advise?
I'm not sure I'm in a position to advise. I'm certainly not the most knowledgeable person concerning START and START activities. Certainly Mr. Harbaugh has a wealth of knowledge that I'm nowhere near. I will tell you that this information is hopefully helpful in at least identifying when they ask certain things that are of importance to the city of Burien. So the discussion about, for instance, you can't do a whole lot about what planes they're using, but you certainly can voice a concern about the progress or lack of progress, if you view it that way, in terms of the insulation program that they have. You could certainly discuss some of the options that they are considering in terms of reducing noise. If you have ideas about what works best or is not working best, at least to make those comments. I guess those are probably the primary things. But when you look at the airlines changing airplanes, I think to some degree, you might be able to say that some of the comments made, whether it's from START or equivalents in throughout the country, where you're talking about the types of planes that are being used and the techniques that you're using to kind of manage the planes in and out of airports, that those comments do have an impact at some point. What you do, I think, is you keep identifying the things that are problematic for us. We identify the things that we need that are better. I attended a meeting, and I didn't have it in these notes, but I attended a meeting, and I just asked a more basic question, which was maybe the port should consider acquiring some of the property where some of the houses are experiencing extreme noise, because I just had a hard time believing that even with insulation changes and changes in airplanes that they were going to resolve all of the noise issues that exist, at least for those houses. And they didn't necessarily laugh me out of the meeting. So I took that as a positive. It's okay. Like, there could be some utility to that. Mm-hmm. So I think we just have to continue identifying things that are important, identifying things that are not working well for us. I was able to kind of share that one of the things that maybe they could consider would be the impact of the airport traffic on some of the roadways, in particular that come out of or head directly to Burien. And that appears to be on, maybe on the list to be discussed with Congresswoman Jayapal. Whether or not that gets you what you want, that's a different story. I wish that I could make that statement. I do just want to note for the record, and I see Mr. Harbaugh has his hand up, that I believe Ms. Savannah Sly is now present for the meeting. So you may have, and Mr. Stephen Wydick is also present. So I believe you have all of your members present now.
Ah, okay, great. All right, well, thank you, Garmin, for that rundown on START. For folks who are just joining us, we have selected Karen Valoria as our airport committee vice chair. So Karen will be serving as vice chair of the airport committee moving forward here. Jeff, your hand up.
Yeah, I think most of you are aware I'm on the START committee. Let me suggest a few things that I hear going on at that committee. First off, the atmosphere is better than it used to be, from what I'm told, and I would call it quasi-cooperative. One of the things you have to realize, however, is that the port's relationship with the FAA is fraught, to use a word I picked up somewhere. And you shouldn't confuse the port with the FAA. They are by no means the same thing. We did receive some information from the consultant on the things they are considering to reduce noise. Garmin went down the list, and the barriers, for example, don't work and they aren't going to use them. And we were warned by the consultant early on that they may review everything and there may not be much that they can do. And I think that's where we got to. With regards to the SAM, which, as you know, has been significantly delayed, we had been requesting a 60-day review period. And Arlen, and I've forgotten her last name, a meeting or two ago, had said, well, I don't think you need 60. You should get 45. And I respected her willingness to just speak up. Now, we've also learned at the last meeting, I think, Garmin, if this is the previous meeting and I'm all confused because I go to too many meetings, let me know. They said, and maybe let slip, that they could request a 60-day period, but they had to file a request with the FAA. And I leapt up, and so did Garmin at one point, and said, okay, when are we going to file that? And there was a great deal of hemming and hawing and gnashing of teeth. And the answer is, we're not going to, and we won't tell you why not. And I think that pretty much summarizes what they have. So our interests and their interests are not the same. And I think at the end of the day, and I said this in the Federal Policy Working Committee meeting last night, the amount of noise we're going to get in pollution is not going to decline as traffic increases. It's just not. Now, there are some things that can mitigate it for some people. And those include new airplanes and new technologies, as well as insulation. But at the end of the day, this airport is going to get to the point, and the port knows this, where no matter what technology you have and how clever you are and how you organize things, there's no fourth runway coming, and you can only get so many planes vertically and horizontally in space before it's dangerous. So one of the things that came out at the Federal Working Policy Committee last night was that when Representative Jayapal is talking with the START committee next meeting, we ought to make sure and push that. As to what we can do, well, I think that Sophia's been trying to get us on an agenda and maybe manage some work. And I think Kevin's continuing that idea now. And I think what has to happen is we can look at insulation. We can look at sustainable fuels. We can look at, and by the way, the port is not unsympathetic to this. They know that there are health impacts here. And, you know, the social and political milieu, the cultural milieu in this has all changed. And we have more of an opportunity for a working relationship with the port now. So I think what we can do is be very specific about the areas we focus on and what maybe Garmin and I can do, because we're at the meetings, is provide a little guidance in where we think we have some leverage. And I think he's already done that, and I largely agree with him.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Anyone else have some thoughts on where we're at with START and what START's got going on?
I have a question.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, Jeff's comment about the port's relationship with the FAA is fraught. And is that something that is recent, or I'm just wondering if you could shed light on why?
I said fraught, if that's the word you heard, hopefully. It's complicated. And I've said that to them. They said, yeah, not in the START meeting, but in other conversations I've had. The port can't tell the FAA what to do. They have no control over what airplanes can take off and land. As a result, a request that get made go into the FAA, and they may be a response, there may not be. It's complicated. It's one big bureaucracy against another big bureaucracy. Well, what a surprise. It doesn't move quickly, and it's complicated. So it's important we not think of the port and the FAA as the same thing. Very important, because they are not, and they have whole different agendas. I hope that helps, Sophia.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mayor Aragon, I just wanted to add, just interesting enough, the point that I know that I pointed out, and that Mr. Harbaugh pointed out, concerning the amount of time for review. That's actually something that didn't come from the port. It actually came from Justin Bisau, or however I'm supposed to properly say his name, of the FAA. And when he said it, you know, it then of course raised the question of, well, if you're saying that, why wouldn't we just make that request now if that's what you need? But he said, it has to come from the port. So then of course the question was, is okay, port, we definitely would want more time. Why don't you do that? And that's when Ms. Arlen Purcell, who I believe is retired or is retiring very, very soon, but she kind of indicated there were considerations that they had in mind that they were working with. So, you know, I didn't want to be unreasonable and press too much, but I did ask, and I kind of got the we're looking at it, and we'll get back to you. But and that's the reason why I think you've heard me say, one thing we definitely have to do is we do need to make a request, and I believe it should be in writing, that they ask that the port makes the request of the FAA for the longer period of time to review.
Good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, Garmin, do you have your hand up, or is that just on accident? Okay. Okay. Heather, would you be able to pull the agenda back up, please? Thank you. Okay, open position on the Burien Airport Committee. Folks, I guess this is just a reminder and a point to make that we have an open position on the Airport Committee now. And if you know someone who'd be interested in joining, please outreach to them and let them know. And we can get them set up in a role. You know, pretty simple to suggest somebody and have us consider them on the city council. So that's just a reminder that we now have an open position on the airport committee. Any questions about that new position or outreach to folks? No, pretty straightforward. Basically, you just got to do what I did to Steve, which was said, hey, Steve, you need something to do. Come hang out with us on a Tuesday night. All right. Heather, could you bring it? Oh, Steve, what do you want to say to that, Steve?
Yeah, I thought you meant having cooking for you guys and having barbecue.
We might be able to get back to that. I will say, everybody, you know, we can get in person. Steve is the best barbecuer in all of Burien. So, and as
not,
a
now he's full of it, guys. He's not, I'm not that good, but I,
as a
I hold my
as
own.
A Boeing vet, you know, it'll be the intersection of barbecue and aviation. So
yeah,
hold my own.
Next meeting at Steve's house.
That's right. That sounds good.
We can do that.
All right, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, when it gets warmer out, we'll do it outside.
We'll have our first summer airport committee at the Widex. I think that's a good deal, Steve. Thank you for volunteering to cook us all barbecue. Okay, let's go to the next agenda item here. Our draft work plan. All right, Mayor Aragon, take it away. I think there'll probably be some thoughts on both of your agenda items, Sophia, because this is where all the meat and potatoes are. So go ahead.
Is there the work plan attached to the minutes? It'd be really helpful to have that visual if it's there, Heather. Okay. So here is our working plan, and we have folks that are in the lead and we're taking some notes as we move along. A couple of things that I would appreciate getting help from folks with is a couple of things is the health mitigation efforts. There are two pieces of major legislation. I'm looking to see if there's on something else here that may be relevant to what we're doing and can get us resources at the state level. And I learned this from a Representative Orwell, and she may have mentioned it to this group when she visited us, and Karen Kaiser. There's the health equity zone legislation at the Department of Health, and it just got off the ground. And if you are an area that is experiencing health disparities because of an environmental nature, that there may be some funds for any pilot projects that you might want to submit. So I'd love it if somebody would help me investigate that a little bit, the process, or whether it would be something this committee is interested in looking at. And then the second piece of legislation in the state is called the HEAL law. And that is more environmental protections focused and about addressing environmental exposures, particularly to diverse communities. And if we've heard before that the majority of diverse communities in the state actually live in a close radius to the airport, about 10 miles. So it'd be great if I had a partner in getting more information about those two and bringing it back to the committee to see if there are any opportunities that'll give us and here in the state level. The legislators actually encouraged us to take a look at that and share thoughts with them. Karen. Oh, I'm sorry, Deputy Mayor. I'm calling on people and you should be calling on people.
Oh, you can go ahead, Sophia. Because this is your category. You go ahead.
Okay. Karen.
I am interested. I work for public health now, and so I'm very interested in the health mitigation efforts and trying to find and getting information on that. That is really something that I would like to help you with. Also, I live directly under the flight path, and I'm always worried I grow tomatoes, but I have to wash them because they're covered with soot. You know, it's a scary thing. So if you could, yes, I would like to help in that arena.
Okay, thanks, Karen. And are you with the Seattle King County Public Health or the State Public Health Department?
Seattle King County Public Health.
Okay, great.
Okay. But I'm in the community health services. I'm not in environmental health, but I could totally, you know, get contacts there if needed.
Okay, great. So we can get together after the meeting and report back what we find to the committee at our next meeting.
Sure.
That'd be great. I have one more issue, but any other questions around the work plan from the committee members?
Yes, if I may. I haven't signed up for anything yet, and I'm open to. I would just like to know where I could be most useful. If there's one of these items or tasks that are emerging as a priority, I'm happy to help with any of these.
Well, it looks like, so there's, you can certainly work with Karen and I in health mitigation. There's the climate action plan for the city of Burien. And I actually brought this up to another council member of ours. Her name is Sarah Moore, because she's, I feel very committed and has the highest level of interest from my perspective of council members and environmental issues. And that piqued her interest in terms of making connections, right? How do all of the work of the city council connect to work such as the Burien Airport Committee? So that's an area that hasn't really been explored, but we also just finished the action plan. Mm-hmm. And I also see not a lack of a committee lead in noise mitigation efforts, but Jeff, you seem really active in that area anyway, although your name is in four other committees. So do any of those interest you?
I'd be happy to work on the city climate action plan, if that's okay. Helpful.
Okay. So I think what we could do is, this is a suggestion, and Garmin and Deputy Mayor Schilling, you have other suggestions, is I think there's a lead staff that was behind that and maybe a nice orientation. Either I was going to say in between meetings with our new person taking the lead, or maybe a presentation to this committee. I don't know would that be of interest to folks?
That would be Paige, wouldn't it? Is that who you're talking about, Mayor?
Oh, okay, Paige, yes.
Paige Morris?
Yeah. Yeah. What are your thoughts about her presenting?
I think it'd be great if it's something we can bring in. I mean, I think it connects to what we're trying to do as a city as a whole, and you know, the airport is.
Okay.
Mayor Aragon, would you like her to come at the next meeting?
Deputy Mayor Schilling, how does that sound to you?
And yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome. Okay.
And please, I can't see everyone on the screen, but was it Savannah or Holly that volunteered?
That was Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. So we'll put your name on F under committee leads, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Awesome.
Mayor Aragon?
Yes.
Just so that I... No, I'm just sending a message to Paige. What is there a particular thing, or you just want her to discuss the action plan in general?
I think the action plan in general is the best way to go at this point, just an overview. And as we listen to it, we can kind of think about what connections we can make with what this committee knows and wants to do with that plan.
Okay.
Are there any initial steps that I should be taking between now and that possible presentation by Paige to get the ball rolling?
Heather, any suggestions for Savannah?
Sorry, I can't think of anything at this time. I'll reach out to Paige and check that she's available for the next meeting though for you.
Okay, great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks Savannah for stepping up. And one more thing that I just want to close the loop about, I was hearing Garmin was suggesting that a letter be written requesting the FAA that we get longer review. So should that be in motion pretty quickly, Garmin?
I don't see the harm in doing it sooner rather than later, but I will tell you that when we had that discussion, there was a belief that it didn't need to happen until sometime in the summer. I think from our standpoint though, I just don't know why we would wait. So to me, it would seem as though we would submit it to the port as early as reasonably possible and make sure that there are no excuses, no opportunities to fail to get it to the FAA in a timely manner. Assuming that they actually forward the request.
I agree. So I would support that. So I'll make a motion. I guess that's what I would like.
Go ahead.
A motion to have a letter drafted from the Burien City Council signed by, well, I don't know if the council needs to review, but from Burien signed by the mayor to request the FAA a longer review to respond to the SAMP for review by the Burien Airport Committee's next meeting.
Mayor, can I?
Yes.
So generally it's a recommendation by the airport committee to draft a letter to send to the FAA with one for the airport committee to look at it, right? So we usually sometimes set it up and then we'll refer it to the council, and then the council says yay, and then it just gets sent off. So if we want to like work on it, and then the next committee meeting, we look at it before it gets sent out, and then before we send it to the council, we could do that as well. Just giving you a
okay.
How happened it before?
So I'll just redefine my motion. Oh, sorry, Jeff, did you have a comment?
Well, this, did I hear us say we're talking about a letter to the FAA? Because I don't think we are. We're talking about a letter to the port saying that we understand they have to request the 60-day review. And so far they have not done it, and we'd like them to do it now, or if they're not, tell us why not. So this goes to the port, not to the FAA, I believe.
Okay.
That's correct. And
Okay. So I'm going to revise my motion based on Councilmember Mata and Jeff's suggestion. Is I move for staff to draft a letter requesting the port to request of the FAA to allow a 60-day review of the SAMP for review by the airport committee with a recommendation of signature by the Burien City Council. Is that right? Okay.
I second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll do this, Sophia. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Okay, my hand is raised as well. So that is a unanimous approval of that motion.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I think I am done with the updates.
Including your legislative one?
I'm sorry. I missed out on that one. So Deputy Mayor Schilling and I and Councilmember Garcia were at the National League of Cities Congressional Conference during your last meeting. Sorry we couldn't make it. Looks like you had really great information. And we were able to meet with Jayapal, Senator...
Leads for more web...
Oh my goodness, Patty Murray. And also the congressman in the north who is on the committee.
Rick Larson,
thank you. That was the first time I've met him. And so we talked with, as you know, Adam Smith, I think we shared with you, and he has briefed us thoroughly about his legislation around involving communities with the airport. So we essentially took that information along with data that we've learned about the majority of homes or structures in Burien needing mitigation, and fully informed those members of Congress. And so with Larson specifically, it's to have Adam Smith's bills heard in his committee. Our government affairs lobbyist said it would be really helpful to push for that. And then secondly, I'm really glad to hear that Congresswoman Jayapal seems to be active in this issue, as you mentioned, her speaking to the port recently. And she's told us that she hears these complaints a lot from constituents. And she's definitely concerned about the health impact. So I think that all our members of Congress are very interested about what we would like to see happen. And so we had a debrief with our governmental affairs person. And I think the next time we have an opportunity, we need to have really more stronger statements about having them help us be more directive, or they can help us be directive about pushing federal funds to be used for mitigation, or asking the FAA what our needs are, instead of just having their support to do that. So I think that's what we'll do on our next round. And we usually meet with these members of Congress quarterly. Anything to add, Deputy Mayor Schilling?
No, you hit the nail on the head. I think you hit it all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Heather, can we put the agenda back up there? Thank you. All right, so we are to public comments for the evening. Is there anyone in the general audience that would like to make a public comment? I see a few folks. If you would, raise your hand. Okay. Oh, all right. All right, there we go, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi. Just one thing of note that Garmin reported on earlier from the START committee meeting, last full START committee meeting. Alaska Airlines announcement of the elimination of their Q400 aircraft may also address a concern that Burien has expressed relative to the planes turning over Burien, and not just the noise of the aircraft themselves. That'll be borne out when Alaska actually eliminates those aircraft, but it should help reduce, if not eliminate, the planes turning over Burien, which I know has been an issue, to which the city actually sued the FAA over. So just wanted to point out the significance of that for you.
Dave, could you tell us why that will eliminate the turn?
The turboprop planes have to turn to clear out sooner is the way that the FAA handles the air, the flow of the aircraft.
Because they're going slower?
Well, it gets back to the root of the exemption, categorical exemption by which they provided for that to begin with. But it's the turboprop aircraft that are the issue related to the turn. So,
well, that would be good news.
Any other questions or any other points, Dave?
No, the SEPA responsible official Arlen Purcell is retired, as noted, and we're in the process of filling the position. So,
gotcha. Okay, great. Okay, any other public comment? I see. Nope. Okay. Anything from the airport committee for the good of the order? I guess I'd like to add that to our agenda. I guess we don't have that on our agenda in terms of sort of a good of the order. So I'm going to make it up right now. Is there any good of the order from the committee besides welcoming Vice Chair Karen Valoria to a their leadership position? Okay. No. All right. Then do I, oh, Jeff, did your hand go up for that?
Nope, but I got something else short.
Go ahead.
At the Federal Policy Working Group Committee last night, there is a list of federal priorities. And among the things that subcommittee is doing and will do as part of START is try and reduce the list to a workable group of three or four or five or whatever the number is, because there's a lot of things on it and we are not going to get them all into the legislative agenda. I thought it might be useful if this committee saw a copy of what those priorities are, if they haven't already. Garmin, do you have that?
I believe that I have already shared that.
Okay, then I've gotten it so many places, I don't know who sent it to me when. All right, but if it's been shared, great. That's all.
All right, thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
I second.
All right, moved and seconded. All those in favor? All hands are raised, unanimous adjournment motion. Thank you all so much for your time tonight. Signing off.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night.